Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Luann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman. And we know you have a lot of questions about retirement, which is why Eric does this show every weekend. And of course, we want you to remember Eric's phone number so you can call him 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Today, you'll hear about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. And getting this blueprint could help you with some of your very concerns about retirement. If there's something you'd like to specifically address, then of course you can reach out to us at 800-454-1184, or you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, here we are again. Always good to be here with you.
Oh, it's always great to be back. And today we're going to be talking a lot about physical health and how that can translate into your fiscal health.
True. Now let's talk about your physical health right now. I know you are physically healthy. You eat right. I know you get plenty of exercise. You're doing your 50 miles in 50 states challenge. I know you drink plenty of water. How about getting your rest? Are you getting your rest?
Oh yeah, I do pretty decent on that. And one of the big things I had was 2008 or so, around that time frame, I actually had back surgery.
Oh.
And that was when I kind of started realizing, okay, some of it was stress based, some of it was exercise based, and so stopped doing any golf stuff because that was not good for the back for sure.
Right.
I started riding more and more on my bike, and like you said, right now I'm doing my 50 miles in 50 states in 25 months. So that's been a kind of a fun challenge. It's a good way to see the country, see the rest of the U.S., and go to places that not all of us have been, and obviously get some good exercise along the way. And it also does do a lot of stress relief when you're out there riding and just on your own. And so, it's a great way to do that. And, I think that's what more and more people need to do, is find whatever makes them feel good, whatever makes them get healthy. And there's a lot of stuff that you need to be paying attention to. But, your health is so critical. And the sad part is there's so many of us that just kind of ignore it until it becomes a problem. And,
right.
And you can't ignore it anymore. And usually that's the part where once you get to that level, lots of times you can't fix it.
Right. So it's so important to be physically healthy. And we all know that, right? We know what to do. We know exactly what to do. It's just a matter of actually doing it. But what does it mean to be financially healthy? That's where we're going to go today. And there was a survey done. The AARP Foundation did this survey, and it found that 83% of adults 50 and older are struggling with some type of financial aspect in their lives. What's causing people to fall behind when they're, trying to prepare for retirement?
Well, it all takes a little bit of time, a little bit of effort. There's not much to having to exercise, really. If everybody says, oh, I need this, or I need to go to a gym, or I need to do that. And no, you don't. I mean, it's so funny. Anybody in the world can do a push-up. Anybody in the world can do a sit-up. The floor is always there somewhere.
Yep,
gravity
or the ground.
Keeps us there,
yeah.
Right? There's a ground. There's something. You don't need any sort of specialty equipment or anything like that to do that. And, one of the things that I think a lot of people also, obviously have a failure, issue with is financial stuff. And, some of it's because lots of times our parents didn't really, teach us about, needing to work out, because as a kid, you did sports or you were active and, you just naturally burn calories faster, and, they didn't bother telling you why they got fatter as they got older, right? They didn't tell you, and now some led by example, right? Some were going to the gyms or working out more, but, obviously some people weren't and they didn't see that, and same thing with financial planning. I mean, there's still really almost no courses. My son, he graduated from high school two out of high school already, but, they didn't take any classes in, financial management or anything like that. I mean, they did. My second son did have a little bit more talk in one class that was kind of good, but again, still, it was just very cursory. And for a lot of high school students, if you didn't pay attention that week, that may not help. So, so that's one of the problems is just paying yourself first is such a simple thing. Always having some emergency fund, a rainy day fund. There's so many basic stuff that people should know, but unfortunately they either don't know, they don't pay attention, or they just don't take the time to really focus on that. And then they end up you know, in a world of hurt, like you said.
Right. Eric, why is it that even when it comes to getting help with retirement planning, so many people just put it off?
Well, I always kind of equate my profession with, ironically, exercise and dentistry and some of these other things that, you know you should do, but people don't generally really like it, right?
I mean,
nobody loves getting their teeth cleaned. I don't think there's a person who does it. Who knows? Maybe there is.
My husband loves it. I will say he loves going to the dentist.
So there are some, but most of us, you know, don't really get excited when we see that on the calendar or get that reminder call. And you know, the same thing with financial planning. I mean, it's a thing that if you just get it done and just put it on the calendar and make sure you do it, you're going to be a lot better off. And it is so funny how long people will spend planning a vacation or planning a trip. Yet if they just took half that time and spent that on their own financial plan, they could probably take twice as many trips. But for some reason, that one's not fun. That one's not exciting, right? So it is kind of crazy how we as a society do this, right? We just fail to do the planning. And, that's the old saying, right? People don't plan to fail. They just fail to plan. So, really what you want to do is set up some time to sit down and really look at and say, okay, I mean, why are you so worried about financial well-being? What is that concern? What's that worry? Well, most likely it's because you don't know how you're going to be. What income are you going to have? Is your money going to last for the rest of your life? You know, these are all the questions that is probably most likely what's making you, worry and be stressed out about that. So again, if you sit down, have a plan and say, okay, where's my money right now? How am I growing it? If I retired at, 65, 70, whatever the age is, does my money last for the rest of my life or not? And does it last till 75 or does it last till 95? Obviously, big difference between the two. So, that's what you want to know is then where should you be investing? What should you be doing tax-wise? What about healthcare and legacy? I mean, these are all the things that we need to know about. And, it all starts with just having a pretty simple plan and just taking some time for yourself. And, if you're the person who wants to actually change your life, and if you're somebody who actually wants to have that reduced stress load, have that worry less wealth, as we like to call it, worry less about your money and worry more about having fun and enjoying life, well, all you have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call, and we can set up a time to go over this. We can do it, in person, online, or just on the phone. It's pretty simple. There's no cost, no obligation for radio listeners right now where we're doing this no cost. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, we've waived our planning fee. Again, take some time for yourself and really get some answers. So give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or if you want to set a time directly, you can book it online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We know what our annual physical looks like, but what does a financial checkup look like? We're going to dive into that a little bit deeper when we come back with Eric on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, and he is an author of the book Worry Less Wealth. He wrote this book to open our eyes to all things financial that happen in retirement. He wants you to have a remarkable retirement, and he's offering this book to you complimentary. Just head to his website, wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, it's time for our financial fail. We do this every week because obviously we can always learn from other people's mistakes, right?
Yeah, and it's not to bash what somebody else has done or say something bad about them.
Right.
It's just, you know, stuff that we all do sometimes and we just don't really pay attention. And the biggest one I'm seeing right now is a lot of people, you know, either going to cash, as it's called, you know, where they, you know, sell out of everything and just put it in the money market or the stable value fund in their 401k. But the hard part is they're not, you know, what's the timeline? When do you get back in? What are the rules for, you know, jumping back in? Or are you going to make hardly anything for 10, 15, 20 years? You know, it's one of these things where to do a decision like that, you need to have another decision already laid out. So, you know, I had somebody who had met with that, he literally did it, like, I think it was the lowest day there in March, earlier this year when the crash was going. And he went 100% to cash when the market was down over 30% and then, you know, jumped back up again. And he was not part of that jump back up, right? And I've seen this in 08, 09, seen this in .com days. And, you know, it's one of these things where, first of all, if you can't handle those swings, you were incorrectly invested in first place. You know, you should not be invested in something that's going that crazy, right? That's one way to not have that anxiety, not to have that stress, is don't play that game, right? So that'd be one thing. And then the other part would be, okay, now how can you make more money without having all that risk? What should you do differently? You know, how can you make a good return, but without having insane levels of, you know, volatility and so forth. So, you know, there are options out there. There's some great tools. There's stuff that where they index with the market, but they don't go down with the market. You're not going to get all the earnings, but you're going to get a good portion of them. You know, that's one solution. There's some steady income assets that aren't volatile and they don't play in the stock market game. They're just on their own. And most of those are paying 5-6%, sometimes up to 7%. So, you know, those are things that you could be looking at that are different, that are a different solution and can really help you out a lot. So, you know, that'd be one of the things to be looking for is, okay, how can I invest differently so I don't have to freak out?
Give Eric a call because this is what they help you with. They do this. This is all part of a retirement plan. And they can help you and guide you with your investments. So let me give you that phone number. It's 800-454-1184. That's a number that you can call. You can go in and see him or virtually talk to him over the phone. 800-454-1184. And they'll take you through their blueprint to worryless wealth for your retirement. That's ultimately what Eric is offering you, complimentary. Eric, I know you've been on some trips this year in your RV. Is it a 5-star RV? I'm so anxious to see it.
I don't know what a 5-star would be. It's not like with the, you know, the rock stars touring, those big huge Greyhounds that are all, you know, souped up and stuff. But it's not bad. It's definitely a pretty nice ride, and it's been fun. We bought it in New Hampshire, and I've been basically driving it through the country and. Yeah, we left it in Nashville, and we're about to head back out to Nashville to pick it up to drive the rest of the way home. But, you know, it's been a great way, and I'm still on my mission to ride 50 miles in all 50 states. That's one that, you know, I have another Instagram and Facebook page called 50 Miles, 50 States, 25 Months. And, you know, people could also follow me there. But, you know, that's one of those fun kind of things to do. So, yeah, I was able to ride my bike in 14 states in 50 days, 50 miles in each one. And so that was a fun time, and got 8 more states I'm going to try on the next RV trip. So, you know, it's definitely a good way to travel right now. And you don't have to see people. You fill up the gas station. Yep. You know, other than that, you know, you don't really see people there, even other than going to the grocery store, which is something I would do at home anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, sure. You don't, not going into places. So it's one way to obviously have that mask on always, but, you know, at least be able to see the country and do things without having to worry about all the virus issues.
Yeah, the social distancing and all of that. But if you're not traveling in an RV, you might end up staying in a roadside hotel that probably is not going to be that 5-star rating that I think we all want. And I want to compare this to retirement plans. I know that we need to have a 5-star retirement plan. if you want that in retirement, what do you have to do? What do we have to do to get that 5-star rating?
Yeah, so there's 5 areas, and for our process, we call it the blueprint to worry less wealth. And the reason why we talk about worry less wealth is because of, mainly because of my mom. She was always worried about this, worried about that, and she was our chief worrying officer. And so, you know, I wanted to come up with a plan and process to say, okay, how can we not have to be freaking out about, you know, like when you go into one of those kind of sketchy motels, you know, what's in the bed or what's, you know, how clean is this place or anything like that? Well, same thing with retirement. You know, how do you not have to keep worrying about the market or worrying about taxes or worrying about all these things? And how can you be more relaxed? And, you know, really, I mean, when you're relaxed and you're on a trip and everything's great, you know, you're at that 5-star place, you know, you're not worried about any of that stuff. You're just enjoying things and you're just, you know, relaxing. And so that's really what we want to do with retirement. So there's 5 areas that you got to do, got to take care of no matter what. And you have a plan for these, even if you don't know what the plan is. So that's the other scary part, is if you don't know what the plan is, then that's really bad. So really what you want to do is you want to have, first and foremost, gotta have an income plan. You know, have to have an income plan, figure out how you're going to get that money for the rest of your life, an investment strategy, a tax strategy. How are you going to make sure you pay the least in taxes? And what is your tax allocation risk? That's something that people don't even talk about, is how your money is allocated tax-wise. How are you going to pay for healthcare? Healthcare has gotten to be more and more expensive. And then lastly, who gets your stuff when you're gone, right? The estate planning, and how do you get that money? So, you know, that's one of the things that we are actually doing for people right now during these COVID times. I know it's a lot tougher for a lot of people, but in a way it's somewhat easier because you may not have to travel. You may have not to go places. You don't even have to figure out how to park at our garage if you don't want to. So, you know, we can just do it over Zoom or do it over a phone call, but we start with a 15 to 30 minute phone call just to see, you know, what's your situation. And then if you want to have us develop that blueprint, it's actually no cost, no obligation right now. What we're doing for radio listeners during these times is we're waiving the planning fee and we're just saying, okay, hey, let's get you to have this info and let's get you to have that plan and know where you're at. And then if you want to work with us to help fix any problems that we point out, that's great. If not, hey, at least you learned a lot. But again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, now's the time to give us a call and just leave us a message and we'll get back to you at 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book a time directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric, why don't you tell us the difference between an income plan and a wealth management strategy? Because I think some people, after I've heard you talk for so long, some people confuse the two.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there, you know, that, hey, you know, you see all these ads about, you know, I hate annuities, you should too, or invest and forget, you know, don't invest and forget, and all these other silly things that are great slogans. Most of these people are just money managers. They're just going to say, okay, give us your pile of money. We'll only take you if you've got a $500,000 or whatever, and we'll try to make your money and make more money. But that sounds nice, whatever. But first of all, can they really do anything better or more improved? But more importantly, what's the plan to get it all out? How are you going to spend it? Are they looking at your taxes? How are they going to lower your taxes over the rest of your lifetime? You know, how are they going to make sure that money lasts with, you know, without having to worry about the market? If they're saying everything has to be in the market, well, the answer to that is no, you're going to be freaked out for the rest of your life. Is that really what you want for retirement? And that's what you talk about, having a plan. Just like a pilot, they know what's going to happen if something goes bad and we know what to do. You got to have it for all those types of different contingencies. So, you know, if that's something you want to take advantage of, give us a call and leave us a message. If you want us to do that, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is in his 27th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. Eric will give you solid, independent, personalized financial advice when you go see him, and he's offering that to you today, complimentary. Eric, when you and your family go on a trip, you know, I know you plan ahead of time. What are some of the things you like to look for your kids?
Well, we like to do stuff. I think probably the worst thing I could ever do is have to sit on a beach for 8 hours straight. To me, that'd be just boring. I mean, if I'm out in the waves or something, I mean, anytime we'd go for the Cub Scout and Boy Scout beach trips, I'd usually be one of the few adults that's out there jumping in the waves. You know, it doesn't matter if the water's 55 degrees or 60 degrees or whatever, you know, we're out there doing stuff and yeah. I'll go back and eat food, but yeah. Sitting on the beach, sitting around, gosh, that just sounds painful to me. So we'd rather go see stuff, do things, you know, do a zip line, do something fun. You know, obviously I've been doing a lot of my RV trips with riding my bike and doing things like that. So, yeah, I mean, for us, anytime we're doing fun trip is what we're really talking about. Yeah, what kind of activities can we do, or what kind of sites can we see, and what kind of places can we go to? So,
exactly,
I always think that's the most important.
And then, of course, you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, right? You want to make sure that you're not going to overpay for something, right?
Of course not. Yeah. So it's always good to plan some of those out. And obviously, right now, travel's getting to be tough, but you know, I know a lot of people are booking stuff for next year, and hopefully the next year is able to travel. We'll see.
We can only hope.
Yep.
So it's very important also to make sure that you're taking steps to preserve your retirement savings, just like we try to preserve our money, you know, every day. So I wonder, can you get into the whole tax planning, tax preparation, and explain the difference, please, Eric?
So the best way I always like to talk about the difference is, So you're watching the news, and there the reporter's standing there, and you see the smashed out windows of a jewelry store, or you know whatever. However, the theft happened, and this place got robbed, and they're just reporting on how much stuff got stolen and so forth. What's there to do about that right then? Can that reporter help at all?
Mm-mm.
No, not right. I mean, there's nothing they can do. It's already happened.
Right.
And that's really what you're doing. What used to be in April, this year was mostly in July, but during tax time, the normal tax time, that's what you're doing is you're reporting on what already happened. Some people do almost feel like it's a crime of what happened to them tax-wise, for sure. Often it can feel like that. And so, that's one of the things that that you do when you do your tax preparation for reporting on the previous year. So when you did your 2019 tax return in 2020, there was pretty much absolutely not anything you could do anymore because the year had already ended. That's just tax, preparation. That's just doing the tax return, preparing the returns, right? If you're doing tax planning, that's what you have to do in the year in which it's happening. So if you want to, say, move some money to a Roth IRA and get rid of those taxes all, for the rest of your life, that may make sense, but how much should you convert? What if you convert some and it jumps you up into another bracket? For people on Medicare, what if you convert some and it makes your Medicare premiums double or triple? These are things that a lot of people aren't always talking about. So, that's the stuff that you want to be doing. How do I pay the least tax going forward? How can I, lower my taxes overall? And sometimes the answer is by paying more tax today, which sounds weird, but that really can be often the answer because we know tax rates are going to be going up. So that's really what you want to be talking about and thinking about. And you have to be doing some tax planning, really. And most financial advisors, what do they say? Oh, we don't give tax advice. Well, that's like one of the biggest areas of your financial plan. So,
right.
Yeah. How can you not advise me on that? That's like going to your general practitioner doctor and, you know, he says, oh, well, I don't work on the left side of the body, only the right side. What? Yeah. Hold it. They're all connected.
Yeah.
You know,
it's all
so,
one.
So, yeah, that always blows my mind when I hear people saying that. And if these financial advisors have no training in taxes, how can they be giving full financial advice? Because that's one of the massive things that has to do with every single decision we make and every single investment we do is taxes.
This is all part of your blueprint to worry-less wealth that you take your retirees through. Tax planning is one whole point, right? It's one whole star. We're talking about a five-star retirement plan.
Yep, exactly. And so, yeah, that's why we go through that. And you know, one of the things we have is we've got this some great software where we can actually make you a tax map. And it's just like a little pictorial so you can actually see where that next jump up, because we're all in all the brackets. So a lot of times people don't really understand what the tax brackets are. You know, like if you're single, you can make $12,000 and have no tax, right? Because of your standard deduction would get rid of it all. And so then you'd be in the 10% and the 12% and 22, 20, you know, it just keeps going up. So some of your money is all in those different brackets. And so if you know you've got, say, 15,000 before you hit the next bracket, well, maybe you should take advantage of that lower bracket and do something with it, especially this year, because maybe you had an income reduction. Maybe you weren't working as much. This may be one of the best years ever to do something to protect your taxes long term. But again, you got to plan that and you got to do that now, not in 2021 for 2020, because it's all over then. You can't make it, you know, you can't go backwards. So, you know, again, if that's what you want to look at and you want to say, hey, Eric, can you look at my situation? Can you say, okay, what should I be doing tax-wise? You know, what should I be doing with my money? What does it make sense to do a Roth conversion? How can I put more money away and have it be tax efficient so it's not generating and compounding my taxes year to year because if I'm saving more money and it's costing me more taxes as I save more money? Those are issues that we can help you with. And again, there's no cost or obligation right now what we're doing for people right now for during this COVID time. So we're going to allow you to do this planning where we'll show you that plan, we'll show you what path you're on, we'll tell you what's happening, good and bad, and then it's up to you if you want to work with us to help fix those issues. But again, it's a great way to learn about your own situation and really know what's happening. So if you want to give us a call and set up a time to either just do a phone call and just kind of go over whatever concerns and worries you have, the phone number is 800-454-1184. Again, you can leave a message at 800-454-1184, or you can book a time directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We're talking about creating a five-star retirement plan. You have to make sure you have all of these key points in your plan. Eric, I know that we talk on our show all the time about the high costs of health care for retirees. Fidelity estimates that a 65-year-old couple is going to spend about $285,000 for health care in retirement, and that doesn't even include long-term care. So that just blows my mind. Are the retirees that you work with aware of this steep estimate?
I don't really think so. We know healthcare is expensive, but especially when you're working, you've got really, you know, if you're working at a big company, usually you're not paying much for your, you know, healthcare costs and you got a good plan. And so you're a lot of times sheltered from it. I mean, I had a client whose house was paid off and she was saying, oh, yeah, I think we're going to, you know, her husband was still working, but she was retired and he's a little bit younger, so he's not at Medicare age. And they get their health insurance through his work. And she's like, yeah, we can probably just live on $3,000 a month. And I said, well, what about the healthcare costs? And when we figured it out, it's going to be at least $1,000 a month if the husband retires at 65, you know, for both of them, not counting before. If he retires before that, it'd probably be more like $1,500. You know, or maybe up to $2,000 a month.
Wow!
And so, if you're talking about $3,000 a month budget versus, you know, adding another $1,000 or $1,500 to that, you know, that's a third or 50% higher, you know, cost of living just because of the healthcare, and that's just for premiums. We're not talking doctor visits and all the other stuff, right? So there are some options. There's some really good options out there for people. There's some alternative ways to do it that are really good now. And they're changing a lot, but they're still pretty decent. Again, if you want to go over that or taxes or any of those types of issues, set up a 15 to 30 minute phone call with us. We'll ask whatever you're concerned about, whatever your worries are, and see if we can help you. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, we're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. Everybody has so many questions about retirement, so I thought it'd be fun to bring some of those questions, play them on the air, and have you answer their questions, okay?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Some questions from retirees. Here's the first one.
I'm 59. I keep reading about Social Security and how it might not be there in the future for me. What should I be doing? Should I be saving more now? Or can I depend on Social Security?
Well, I don't think anybody should rely on Social Security 100%. It may not be enough, and most likely for most people, it's not enough for sure. And, if you look at the Social Security website, it changes, usually every year, but it's been roaming around the 80% range at some that roughly in 2035, which sounds like a long ways away, 14 years. They'll only be able to pay out 80% of their benefits, which is like you just saying, I'm going to pay 80% of my mortgage. Okay, mortgage company, you're okay with that, right? And they're like, no. So something will have to get fixed. We'll have to see if the government's actually up to trying to tackle this before it gets to be a monster problem. It'd be nicer, but so far nobody's done that. So I would definitely be saving more and trying to put more money away. I wouldn't rush out to turn on Social Security just because it may have issues. What's going to really happen is people who are younger are going to get less and less and less. And that's always been the way is they, flip it down the road, right? And harm the people who aren't about to vote in our on Social Security. So if you're younger, you better be saving a lot for yourself because who knows what will be left of it by then.
Right. We have some retiree questions that I'm playing for Eric, and he's answering them for us on air. Here we go.
My dad's 72, and he swears he has everything covered. I know my mom and dad did a great job saving, and they did get a pretty large inheritance from mom's side of the family. But I'm worried about long-term care. Every time I ask about it, they tell me, don't worry, they've got it covered. I'm just wondering, do you think I should pursue that, or should I just let it go?
Yeah, so that's always a tough one, right? Because your parents were the ones who took care of you. And at some point, you kind of want to make sure they're going to be taken care of also, but they also may not want to be so open and talk to you about things. And, I would probably ask this with both of them in the room at the same time, and then maybe individually also, just because, especially if your dad says he's got it all taken care of, and then if dad dies, does mom have any idea what's going on? Does she, get involved with the finances? I mean, she might, but she also might not. And I've seen it very ugly situations where people have no idea what's going on, with their finances. And I mean, sometimes it's the guy even too. It's not, just a woman or anything. Usually most couples, there's one who does more of the finances and one who does a lot less. So yeah, that might be an issue. Just on its own is can mom take care of things if dad's gone? And, you know, that'd be one question. But then also the long-term care stuff, you know, hopefully you have some idea maybe how much they owe in the house or not. And, you know, is there more money in the, you know, there, or do they have, you could obviously ask, do they have insurance for that? You know, there are some great products now that are tied to life insurance that are really way better than normal traditional old school long-term care policies, because all of those long-term care policies, they've all had their rates go up and they can keep raising them year after year after year. So really that's one of those ones where lots of times you want to be, you know, looking at doing something different. And, you know, so it can be a hard situation to do. And, you know, one of the things that that we can do for people is also sit down and spend time with them. I mean, I've had lots of times where I've had adult children. Sometimes it's clients I have existing that, you know, one person I know, like one gentleman, he's a widow. Now we always meet with him and his daughter, where before I used to only talk to his wife because she's the one who ran everything and she worked in accounting and, you know, numbers were her gig.
Uh-huh, so, yeah.
So it can definitely change, you know, but a lot of times we've also had people where, can you talk to my parents? And they were my clients. And so we'll bring them in and talk to, you know, nowadays, of course, with Zoom and everything else, we can do it even virtually. It doesn't matter where they live. And, you know, find out what's going on and see if they, you know, want any help. And, you know, it can be a tough situation for sure. But, you know, I mean, you can only, you know, you can be responsible to somebody, but, you know, you can't really be responsible for somebody. So, you know, if they're not going to be able to be very forthwith and tell you what's going on, you know, then you might want to just say, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be able to help you, so I hope you got it all taken care of. And if you don't, let me know now. So that's one of those tough things is how do you do all these things? But since that one question there was about Social Security, mm-hmm. We actually do have a report that we could send people on Social Security and with all the latest data and the ins and outs of Social Security. It's a really quick report. It's like 8 or 10 pages and stuff and with a lot of pictures. So don't worry. It's not too jargony. If you want to get a copy of that, all you have to do is text SS for Social Security. So you don't have to type in the whole long words. Just the two S's. If you text two S's to 800-454-1184, again, text SS for Social Security report, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
That number again, 800-454-1184, and their website, wealthcreatorradio.com. And you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. We thank you so much for listening. And here is a final question for you, Eric.
We just had our first grandchild, and we helped our daughter and son-in-law put some money away to start a savings account. How can we help them save for college and think about some other options for future grandkids?
Yeah, well, there's a couple things. You know, one of the things I'm big on is maintaining that control where the grandparents, it's still the grandparents' money. And, you know, not to say your kids won't spend it, but, you know, if you give the money directly to your kids, if they want to buy that jacuzzi for the house versus putting that money in the, you know, college savings account, they can totally do that legally. You can do a 529 account. And those are ones where it's like a Roth IRA. You don't get a tax write-off for putting the money in there. They grow tax deferred. And then as long as it's used for education, it comes out tax-free. And so those can be a great tool. We've got a lot of grandparents that we have that are funding those for their kids. And the other one's a little bit more unique is lots of times we have a lot of people that are taking money out of their retirement accounts, their IRAs and 401ks, paying the tax, and then putting it into some specially designed overfunded life insurance policies. Now, there's some people on the radio that call it laser fund and all these other goofy, stupid names, which are really technically illegal to use those marketing terms. But it's really just an overfunded life insurance. And why would you want to do that? Well, those are indexing with the market, so they can earn some pretty good money. And it's also something that they can keep for the rest of their life. But it's also on top of that, it's something where you as the grandparent can still own it and, you know, have control over it. And so that way you don't have to give it to them when they're 18 or 21. You can choose if you ever want to give it to them down the road, but it doesn't have to go to them right away and stuff. So it's kind of a more unique way to go. It's something where you want to get the numbers and see how it plays out. But yeah, there's a lot of good ways that you can put money away for kids and grandkids and really have a good way to give them a kickstart in life. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things that a lot of grandparents want is just to really help them, you know, get on that right foot. And, you know, one of the things we can help you do is get on that right foot by having a plan. So one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is create the blueprint to worry less wealth. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about going off and having fun and doing something that's good, or maybe having those trips or other things that you want to be doing. So with that, what we do is we have a worry less wealth phone call that we set up, and we just talk about what's the issues, what's the concerns. And then if it makes sense, we'll actually go through that planning process, and we're waiving the $1,500 planning fee, and we'll go through this plan that you have now that you don't know you have. And again, we want to help you with that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, or you can go online and book directly there. But again, the phone number is 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. He's president of Heckman Financial. You know, he's an author as well. And we always tell you about his book, Worry Less Wealth. He wrote this book to open up our eyes to all the things available that are out there for each of us to have a remarkable retirement. So that's why he does this show every single weekend, too, to help you discover how you can worry less. Eric, you have a wealth success story for us today, and we always love to hear about something good that's happened with some retirees that you know of. So tell us about it.
Yeah, well, this is a client of mine that's been a client for a while, and she was working high tech. She was divorced, a single mom. Her son's gone through college now and out on his own, and you know, she was living in Mountain View near Google and Facebook, so her house was insanely valued. And so she hadn't, you know, with the divorce and all that, she hadn't ever made like huge income. She was pretty much normal kind of income levels. Took another job in the public sector, and, you know, she's going to be working probably for another year or two, but that's all she wanted to do. And after she decided to sell her place, she paid cash for a condo actually downtown here, pretty close to my office. And the amazing part now is, you know, she doesn't have a mortgage payment, right? So she doesn't have to worry about that. She lives near a bunch of stuff that she can just walk to and enjoy. And, you know, she didn't move that far from, you know, where she was living before, but that by doing that sale, now she's freed up all this other cash to be able to do, you know, whatever she wants, right, in retirement. Yeah. So now she's all of a sudden being able to have that income and have that security. You know, we went through the foundational steady income and market-based monies and, you know, made sure that some of this money is guaranteed, that it can't go away. Some of that steady income that can turn on and start sending her checks every single month, and, you know, then having some still in the market. And, you know, so she's positioned for all sorts of things that can come at you down the road in retirement. But, you know, in terms of how much she needs to live on, I mean, the funny part is she was Yeah, she's in a job where it's fairly tough, and she's just like, okay, I don't know if I want to just, you know, say call it quits, you know, if I get too annoyed or something. Say, you know, it's not always, you don't have to have a ton of money, right? You just have to sometimes be a little bit more strategic. And if she just tried to live in that same house that she was in and live off just what she'd saved up, you know, she didn't probably have enough for sure. Again, that's something we want to be able to help you with. So if you wanted to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan, where we look at all those things, look at where you're at today, and then tell you, hey, here's some things you might want to fix. Here's some things you might want to pay attention to. Again, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.